Maybe I got it here on my computer, but I can't get any...
See, normally, when I go to the website, I usually just go straight to the store.
I can't.
So, I...
Man, I'm sorry I called you old man. For goodness sakes.
Yeah, it was a good save. He's on today.
You beat Mike at the motorcycle thing and everything.
Okay, I'm on the page.
He didn't beat me. He didn't beat me. Mike, I beat him.
That's right, by a point.
I beat him.
But you failed your exam.
I failed the written test, but he hasn't taken it.
So he wins.
He wins if he takes it and passes.
The DMV was.
So technically, you want, I give him the crown with that already. But if he took it like I did without looking at the book, he might have had the same problem.
Buzz, my apologies, old man. Yeah. If I did not say, go to today's show, where it says some tidbits from today's show. Yeah. Underneath the picture of Katie Holmes, there's a link to see Kelsey Grammer falling down.
I've clicked on May, and I've been waiting for about a minute and a half now for that page to load.
Our computers here suck.
Okay. I disagree.
Well... It's funny as hell.
I'll bet.
It's and it's got audio with it. It's Kelsey Grammer giving a speech in Florida.
Right.
And he's standing up on stage, and he takes a header.
A real bad one.
I
heard about that.
Really, he falls literally 7 or 8 feet off the stage. He drops the F-bomb, which is deleted out. And then there's, it's at Walt Disney World, and then there's a period.
And that's where you want to drop the F-bomb,
There's
right?
a period where he's laying on the floor, and you hear him saying, God, if only we had a computer that worked, we could pull this audio up for you.
You know, we got to have that in here.
Server error.
Jesus Christ.
So does everybody in the world going to the site now? And
probably now.
That's what happened,
Maybe someone out there with a decent internet connection go to our website and pull up this audio for us and play it
I'll look
over
at it
telephone.
Tonight.
Are you ready for the irony?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That wouldn't have happened if we had a longer delay.
I know.
Yeah, we could have all been resting.
Buzz, I really feel bad about that old man thing. That was a hankering back to when you used to be on the
internet.
When
I was older.
When we
don't beat yourself up about it. No, it's all right. I'm okay. It's not like that big a deal. I've been with him for 3 days. It's not like I hadn't heard of him
before. I've been with him for 3 mornings, you know.
What's the implication there?
His tight shirts and his, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I flunked my test.
Well, it is funny as hell. It's Kelsey Grammer taking a header, and if you let the thing play all the way through, you can click either on Windows Media or Real Player, either one, whatever your computer is hip with. Mm-hmm. It's got the entire real time, him falling off the stage, then him saying, I think I'm okay, sorry about my language.
Right.
And then it gives you a fantastic slow motion instant replay of the actual fall itself.
That's great.
The tumble. Buzz, if you'll continue on that slow computer.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I see it says.
Yeah. There's a CBS logo on it now, though.
Oh, my God.
Why that?
It just says CBS error. The requested URL could not be retrieved. While trying to retrieve...
Hey, we can't play movies on computers here anyway.
Well, mine usually does.
I thought you said yours couldn't.
No, I played them for you before.
All right.
And just recently, we've added audio, which is pretty exciting.
My computer has just said the same thing, Buzz. Yeah. I have a fabulous CBS logo at the top.
So I believe people are visiting.
Yeah.
Error.
Yeah.
It says, while trying to retrieve the URL, donandmikewebsite.com, connection failed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, this is what everybody gets on their computers. We're not alone.
No, of course not. It happens. Usually when you need it most.
It's on our website, along with these great pictures of Katie Holmes. And
Katie Holmes is amazing.
And those you got to see on the computer, Mike. I'm just showing you the printed copy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
On the computer, they're even shinier.
Look at that.
More detail. And trust me, the Kelsey Grammer thing is something you're going to want.
Yeah, just...
Tell your friends to go to the site. It's one of those things... It's great.
Bookmark it in your head. Go see it later.
Hey, Paul. Anybody got it on the telephone? And guys, don't forget, keep coming down for the great balls of fire thing.
Yeah, please do, because these Nerf balls are starting to get to me in the studio.
It smells like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, that's what Rob said. That was the best analogy yet.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Just letting you guys know, I got a T1 here in my office, and I can't even get on.
Yeah, everybody's going to it. That's the problem.
It's been annihilated.
Too much traffic all at once.
Oh, my.
We've toasted it.
Well, your wife will be thrilled.
The webmaster will be thrilled.
I don't think that it'll affect the Don and Mike website. I think it might have some trouble at the server that has the video.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, because we redirect you to
you link it.
A TV station in Atlanta that had the video. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hi.
Bob Dole.
Timely.
First Bob Dole impression I've ever heard.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I saw that video this morning. Oh, my, that's too funny.
It is. Okay. I can't wait to see it.
Okay, well, it's on our website.
Hey, if you got a computer. Where's Mike's picture of it with his do-rag on that was supposed to be on yesterday?
It's on the front page. You can't miss it. It says click here to see the pictures of Mike and Buzz.
Oh, I saw the one of Buzz, but I didn't see Mike. No. All right, well, I'll look again.
Yes.
The good news is, Don, is that this selfish broad has seen the video. So that's okay. Good for you, lady. Right. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Don't mind him, man. She gave it right back to you, Rob.
Bye. Yeah, you know what, though? She's going to go on and she's going to go do something that benefits her.
Bye.
Maybe you can go cut in line or steal a parking spot.
Rob, it's all inside of you, isn't it, boy?
Wow. I have 16 items, but I think I'll go through this line. Have you seen the video? I have.
You got a big body, and it's just chock full of hate.
Yeah. I hate that lady.
And everyone. Wow. Sometimes it's really right beneath the surface.
And you know what? This guy during the commercials.
Yeah.
Mr. Hate over here. Right. Otto, as you call him. And Big Otto.
Big Otto.
And that is short for.
Bigot.
Yeah. Big Otto.
It's long for bigot.
Bigot, yeah. And he hates everybody.
Yeah.
During the commercials, I swear to Christ, we're having a conversation about how precocious his kids are.
Right. Oh, he shows love to them.
You monster.
I don't hate my children.
Yet.
Not yet.
Yet.
My children.
Not yet.
So you have to go steal a parking space or cut in line.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike. Yeah. Rob, Buzz.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if would it be possible that maybe Rob Ank could be a proxy player for me in the Balls of Fire game.
Okay. Get out of here.
They're ganging up on you now,
didn't
Rob.
Didn't you hear the guy's, did you hear his life pain today?
Yes, 8.38.
Wow. Lots happening in the Spiewak household.
It's just gone up. Mike, you like Angelina Jolie?
Yes, I do. I think she is simply divine.
Okay, this is going to make my gal pal, Jennifer, feel very badly. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
I got the new star, and it says that Brad Pitt caused chaos there at a resort in Africa, making a movie. Okay, and it's him and Angelina Jolie. They're having sex, and they're having sex in their hotel. People in the hotel called to complain because they got four different calls and said a wounded animal was in the hotel.
Yeah, keep talking.
Two more people called and said, it sounds like someone is being killed.
Wow.
Two more people called and said, there's a major fight in the next room. So they got the total of eight calls from people on the floor. Half of them thought it was a wounded animal. Half of them thought someone had been killed. And half thought there was a fight going on.
She's a minx.
So this was on April 20th. The cops show up. They don't know that it's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They've just called from downstairs and they said, listen, something's going on in room 202.
Wounded animal, fight, horrible.
They pound on the door. Brad Pitt comes out in his underpants. And here's what he says. Everything is cool, guys. You can leave. We're okay.
Wow.
And then the Kenyans, the locals,
mm-hmm.
What does it say? Here's a quote from one of them. People here have great respect for white men with sexual prowess who keep their women pleased. Oh, and wow. Also they think that Angelina Jolie got so excited that they thought Brad Pitt was taking juju herbs.
Oh, really?
To give him the strength of a lion.
Man, oh, man.
No, you could never,
not
you,
those kind of herbs.
You could never eat. Hi.
Oh, listen. What they do is they'll loan it to you.
Hi. Have you heard about my juju herbs?
These herbs will basically help you in the bedroom, and we provide you with enough that are consistent with quality.
And don't forget, look for our character in the new Star Wars movie, Juju Binks.
Juju Binks. Wow. Slight modification. We think you'll enjoy it.
Jar Jar.
Wonderful.
Okay. There you go.
Very nice. Thank you, Angelina.
Where's Dave Chappelle?
I don't know.
That's a question for you. He's a funny man.
Yes, he is.
Here's the thing. Dave Chappelle's run out of ideas. I love this report. Okay. Where's Chewbacca?
Chewbacca. He hangs out with Big Hang Out Together.
Right.
Thank you.
He's a good father.
Very good.
Yeah. Kids.
So Dave Chappelle.
He said he's run out of ideas?
Well, the deal is this, that he had the big money deal for the Chappelle Show, mm-hmm. which is, from what I understand, the biggest TV... Think of all the TV shows that are put out on DVD.
Right.
His is the biggest selling ever.
Right.
Out of all the box sets, it's the Chappelle Show. So he signed that incredible deal for $50 million. Mm-hmm. He's up against a deadline. They have no shows for the new season.
He's completely, it's like writer's block?
Doesn't have any ideas.
Wow.
So they're saying right now that the show is suspended. Now, I don't know if
I've never heard of that.
Suspended without pay or what.
It's all true.
Dave Chappelle's not been coming to work for weeks.
He announced a couple of weeks ago he was out of ideas. He literally admitted that.
Oh, my God.
That's after signing that big deal.
But wait a minute. I mean, those shows have staffs. I mean, it's not... Television shows are not like, you know, other things. You can bring 10 people in if you need. You bring 20 people in to give you ideas.
There's a problem.
And hold on. One more picture that you'll find on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. That is Jennifer Garner. They're thinking that Ben Affleck has already planted the demon seed.
Yes, yes, I heard that.
Here's Mike. There's a picture that's also up on our website of what they think is a pregnant Jennifer Garner.
Well, based on all the Britney pictures that we saw in advance of this, I think maybe they'll be having an announcement soon.
Yeah. Right. And then, let me break here because we've got the guys coming in for the contest, the Great Balls of Fire. We got the meat thing coming up. Meat news coming up.
Meat news?
Yes. A feel good.
Good.
And it's a one-line feel good that I got from some news website.
All right.
23% of sexually active Japanese teenage girls have chlamydia.
Wow.
That's it. That's your feel good for today.
That's a thinking man's feel good.
Sure is.
I'm going to think about that.
Wow. That'll be almost one out of four active teenage girls in Japan.
Chlamydia.
And you know who's going to Japan tomorrow?
Oh, that's right.
Robert Mailman and his bad teeth.
Well, it won't affect him.
He's coming.
Yes, it will.
Isn't he coming in tomorrow to show off those choppers?
I don't know. I think he is.
I think he's coming in tomorrow.
And that's when he built up a resistance.
Hello?
Our website will be loaded again tomorrow with the pictures of Robert's teeth. Is Robert coming?
No, his gum's bleeding.
Is he coming down tomorrow, Beth Ann?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I just got the real queasy factor there.
Yeah.
Can I give you a hint, Mike? If you promise that you'll sit on it till tomorrow,
all right,
and you won't push at all.
Okay.
You promise?
Yeah, I won't.
Promise? Really?
Yeah, what is it?
Pinky swear?
Pinky swear.
The woman who made the man cry
is
on the telephone right now.